This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:06. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yes! Greg has a traffic update.
Yeah, quick thing for, looks like folks in, they may confirm this, actually, it just changed it on me, actually. We're looking at Gainesville, 43rd Street at 53rd Ave, had a, at 53rd Ave, had a vehicle crash there, had some road blockage reported there. Just be aware, you may still see some congestion in that area, so 43rd at 53rd.
All right, yep. But it's not been... It's not been crazy busy.
No, not really. And even though the roads are wet, we've had very few serious accidents despite that. So just be careful.
Yeah, it's just kind of one of those, what would you call the weather? Kind of raw, but it's not even cold enough to be what you'd call raw.
It's almost like an English pea soup, as they would have called it. You know, English fog out there.
I'll have to go get a London fog jacket then.
Well, there might be one in the other room right there. That might.
I think that actually the one that you borrowed me, that is very, very nice.
Yes.
I believe our buddy Ralph stitched that together.
Did he really?
He did indeed. Okay. Do you think I didn't check your labels?
I figured you would, yes.
All over it. And I'd go, yep, I expected nothing less from the Greg. The Greg knows quality. All right. The story of the day is the shooter. The shooting at the school, Abundant Life Christian School in Wisconsin. 15-year-old girl Natalie Rupnow goes by nickname Samantha. The teen girl allegedly fatally shot a student and a teacher, left two more pupils clinging to life. This is Madison, Wisconsin. This happened Monday. Police said the 15-year-old student at the K-12 Abundant Life Christian School brought a handgun to campus and opened fire around 11 a.m. inside a classroom during study hall. Teenage student and teacher pronounced dead at the scene, while another teacher and five more students wounded. Two of the students are in critical condition, life-threatening injuries, according to Madison Police Chief. The gun person, the person with the gun, the killer, sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound, pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. And there's an alleged manifesto that is making its rounds, I guess, on some social media places, but law enforcement has not confirmed it as the, you know, the document. They said, we haven't been able to verify whether it's authentic or not. We are aware that something indeed has been posted, but authenticity, nobody's saying that yet. SWAT teams raided the family home, busting through the front door and conducting a thorough search inside. And where did you get the address from, Greg? Because I see it in one photo, but part of it's blocked out.
When I was watching the action, the live shot, it was video, of when they were basically were taking the front door out and going through the front door.
And Greg questioned me, what do you think the address of this girl is? And I'm like, the only address really that you kind of remember from anything would be the Munsters.
And that's what I
thought.
And
I know that is, you know, as trivia, you know, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. And Greg's like, 1313 is the address.
What a weird coincidence. I know it means nothing, but it is a weird little thing. And what was her nickname that she went by?
Samantha.
Okay, which has nothing to do with her real name. And who do you think of when you think of Samantha?
The witch.
Yeah, about Bewitched. I don't know, just a couple of weird things there. You just kind of wondered where this girl's head is at. I don't know.
Well,
what was
where it was? Not in it. Obviously, not in a good place. And
no,
that's
sad.
That's the
15
point.
Years old. You know, they deal with so much anyway as a teen.
Should people react with outrage? Yes.
Yeah.
But at the gun, at gun manufacturers, at gun laws, why waste your time? Well, why would you waste your time and your energy on that? That's what the mainstream media will try to point you in that direction. This is another story about mental illness. Now, all the gun control, laws in the world are not going to stop a homicidal maniac, somebody who is not in their right mind and is out to kill people. They can use an automobile, steak knives, gasoline, explosives. The list goes on. It's unfortunate, but it does happen, and not just here, around the world. People are killed by other people who are not in the right frame of mind. That's where we should put the energy, is into trying to figure that out. And here's what makes it really challenging. The vast majority of people that have some type of mental illness, and it's a lot of people. I mean, it could be as high as 1 in 4, depending on how you categorize. I mean, some mild anxiety, some moderate depression from time to time. Technically, yeah, you're kind of in that. You're within those bounds. But really what we're looking at is, people that are clearly disturbed at some level. Disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, at 15... good luck with trying to pick out who's a little disturbed, who's going through their little goth thing, who's experimenting with drugs or sex or has all kinds of issues, family issues, possibly all this mixture of things. It's hard to get a good read on the person, whether or not they can be very harmful to themselves and others. Very difficult. So that is the challenge. That's what we should be working on and trying to reach out to those people and give them help. The last thing you want to do is, to plaster their names all over the place and keep talking about them. And I'm guilty of it, too. I'm guilty of it, too. But I'm saying if we could kind of turn away from that and really focus on what we need to focus on. Talk to the school counselors. Talk about any kind of warning signs. And here's the big one. Was she on medication? What was the dosage? Mm-hmm. What was the drug? Who was overseeing that? Who was talking to her? Usually, you're going to have some kind of scheduling of, some level of counseling. If it's above a certain point, in other words, kid goes through a little depressive period, counseling usually can help. But anyway, my point here is, let's see. And to my knowledge, I don't know that anybody has really done a good job or been able to effectively collect all the data from these people that act out in this way, in this murderous way.
If they have, they've not put it together and made it a public document, which they should, because, as you've said, there's some patterns here. There are.
There's your personal, health records. You've got HIPAA that covers you on that.
Yeah.
But I think that once somebody is guilty of a capital crime, I think that, that needs to be, especially when they're not alive anymore, that needs to be overturned if that is the roadblock. And,
now the importance has to do with the living and moving forward. And can we fix any of these things by looking in the past?
Yeah, and prevent a future occurrence.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you think your gun control is going to work on 300 million guns,
no.
I mean, she's not supposed to have any kind of gun.
Right.
It's not the gun. It's the person. This person was clearly suffering in some way, shape, or form. That's the kind of thing that we need to do a better job of addressing. It is 8:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about, and our friend Luis Valdez from GOA will be along about 9:05 on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, 15-year-old girl, alleged killer, 2 dead, 6 injured at a high school shooting. And then there was a self-inflicted gunshot wound that ended up killing her on the way to the hospital when she was pronounced dead there. So, yeah, there's still a lot of questions on that, and somebody who might offer at least some of the answers, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America, is going to join us at 9:05. He just happened to be not just a law enforcement officer, but also at one time a school resource officer. So it'll be good to hear from him for sure. And, of course, right away, you got people like Joe Biden. Immediately got to get rid of those scary guns, those long rifles. Well, apparently this was a 9mm handgun, but you know, that didn't stop Joe from taking the political opportunity, of course. And then just hours after the shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School, CNN claimed there had been 83 school shootings during 2024 alone. Okay, 83. CNN did not provide any links to the myriad school shootings they claim have occurred. Rather, they pointed out that they pulled their information from the CNN school shooting database. Wow.
Their own database.
Whenever I'm, you know, yeah, when I have homework to do and a book report and all that is due, one of the areas that I go right to CNN. And in this case, I look up, you know, their file on school shooting database.
Well, this would be like you saying, well, as Bob Rose, I went to the Bob Rose database to confirm my feelings and my facts in this story.
Oh, and guess what? Every time I've gone there?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's great information. That guy's so smart. Anyway. Yeah.
Say, I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
So well, here's part of the problem, and they pointed this out right away. But in fact, Breitbart did a couple years ago. He said that Gun Violence Archive that they put together list defensive gun uses, defensive, in defense of yourself, and even officers, police officers, using guns against criminals. It's all under the title of gun violence. Yep. And that their list of 100 school shootings included non-school shootings, shootings that did not occur, accidental discharges of firearms that were legally possessed on campus. So they anything where basically the word gun in school appears, well, there you go. There's one.
Violence.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's, well, it's not accurate. Maybe fortunately, it's not accurate. And here's a statistic that is real. On average, 200 Americans a day had been dying over the last 3 years because of fentanyl poisoning. 200 a day. And I got that from a government website. 200 a day. Where's the outrage? Can you imagine if somebody shot? Say there was 5 shootings and they each killed 40 people? Can you imagine? That, wow. That would be just incredibly awful.
Well, even the way they distort things so that it can be called a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Nobody has to die in a mass shooting, by the way.
Oh, that's true.
And it's like, it was a 3 or something like that, if they're injured or die. It's kind of like the average American envisions a mass shooting as someone in a tower killing 30 people.
Or runs into a department store or a school and starts firing indiscriminately.
Not the way they describe it. So that they can say mass shooting.
Yeah, it might be because they want to instill some level of fear. And when people are fearful, that's an emotion. Just like many emotions, it's not what you want to have going on while you're crafting rules or laws. You never want to do any important decisions should be put off until your emotional state is a good emotional state.
But what have we seen? When we get the public all riled up with a mass, air quote, shooting, the politicians on both sides get a little squishy, and they have to do what?
Something.
Even if it's stupid and doesn't have any application to what really happened.
Or worse, actually takes away the civil rights of some citizens. Yeah, do away with them.
Out of the abundance of caution, we had to do something.
I mean, punishing every responsible gun owner for the act of a few, well, basically depraved individuals is what it boils down to. You know, they should make it harder, you know, to get a car because they're involved in so many wrecks that kill. You know, why are we even still giving out these licenses and allowing people to do that?
And how many of them are under, say, I don't know, 21?
A lot.
Uh-huh. But yet, what do? We give them a little piece of plastic and a 4,000-pound vehicle and say, go drive that down the road with your teenage immaturity and lack of brain development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So that is one of your top stories. Unfortunately, it's going to be for a little bit. We're going to find ways to get to other information because it's important, too. Interesting piece. It's an op-ed piece from Liz Peek from Fox News. And she said, Joe Biden has finally delivered on one of his central 2020 campaign promises. He has united the country. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Every day your kids wake up, he's in a different spot. Keeping an eye on everything all season long.
Oh, no, no.
But when you wake up, you'll never have to wonder because the sky is always right here.
Oh.
Keeping an eye on local and national news, Florida weather and traffic, the information you need to know just what the elf is happening all season long. Depend on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It is 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story is the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. A 15-year-old girl killed two and herself and injured six. Absolutely awful. The left will want to talk about gun control. I say this is a mental illness issue, and we need to get more significant information on these cases. What kind of medications are they taking or should be taking? What kind of help have they received or turned down? Whatever the case may be, and try to learn something useful that maybe help to prevent the next one. Gun control is not the thing, though. So don't get all caught up in that. Hey, pop quiz for you, Greg.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was for everybody else.
Nah, it's for you. Because, all right, so you're stuck on a desert island, theoretically.
Yes.
You get one, what I'll call an album. Okay, you get one album.
Ooh.
Don't think about it too hard.
Well, it depends on genre.
Well, you get one
That's
album.
The problem.
It's all you get to listen to and for an undetermined amount of time. Something that you're least likely to maybe get completely sick of. I don't know.
Okay. Can I give you top two?
Sure.
Okay. Elvis, Live from Hawaii, and Boston's first album.
Elvis, Live from Hawaii. Wouldn't it be weird if you were like
on a Hawaiian
Gilligan's Island?
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be perfect, right?
Well, you wonder if it'll kind of drive you crazy after a while. But, and Boston's first album?
Oh, I knew it by heart, every bit of it.
No, heart, that's Ann and Nancy Wilson.
They're good, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just do that every once in a while. I'll just pop quiz you.
What's your answer to that pop question?
I was afraid you were going to do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay. Ah, so, Mr.
I've
got the questions, but no answers.
That's what I'd like to find out what other people are thinking. My mind's all twisted up. Who knows?
Well, see, it's a genre thing, because then if I had a third one, it would probably like the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
You know, if it's all you get, I would look maybe for a double album.
Oh, that's,
so maybe,
that's clever. Yeah.
Bob Seger, you know, Live Bullet, Peter Frampton. Was that a double album, Peter Frampton?
See, I was trying to think of that or not. That was like the one that said, hey, you really can release a live rock album and people will buy it and listen to it and love it. Because it was like always the push, well, no, we got to make it for radio. Got to make it for radio. They'll never play it. Everybody loved Frampton Live.
I got to tell you, both Frampton and Seger, when they did those live albums, the way that they performed them, and there's some, you know, tweaking of the arrangement, shall we say, in some cases, was far better than the original songs, in my opinion. Yeah. Far better. Which you don't often say, because usually a live performance is going to be a step back.
You tell people, I used to tell young artists that years ago, like, when you do a concert, play the song like you did the single, because that's how people learned it. That's how they love it. When you mess it, when you change it, you mess it up for them, and it's about them.
I'll tell you, when Alison Krauss teamed up with Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin and did a show at the St. Augustine at the Amp, they obviously changed some of the arrangements.
Yeah, that's kind of a different thing, don't you think, though? And you can pull it off.
Brilliant.
You can pull it off.
It was and I'm one of the people that I don't like you to mess with stuff.
Yes.
But it was so well done. I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Blown away. Anyway,
yeah.
We have breaking news. Joe Biden has finally delivered on one of his campaign promises. He's done
it. Well, it's almost over. You better.
Do you remember when he said he was going to unite the country? Now, we thought that was going to... The attempt would take place fairly soon after he was inaugurated, but no, he opened the borders wide open, and that, you know, became an issue right off the bat.
It was not very uniting.
And then that whole defund police and crime in the streets, kind of that.
Not uniting.
Lot of people were not happy with that.
No.
So, but now he's finally done it, and I am, you know, utilizing some of the information. Liz Peek, op-ed piece, Fox News. Joe Biden, he finally did it, united the country. Everyone, Republicans, Democrats, mayors, governors, average Joes, everyone is furious that the Biden White House is stonewalling us about the many drones swarming over New Jersey, New York, and several other states.
Okay.
It is a perfect coda to the Biden presidency. A White House that is dishonest, scared, and inept. John Kirby, the White House spokesperson, has blithely parroted nonsense about people confusing what are quite evidently highly sophisticated surveillance machines with manned aircraft or an inaccurate sightings. Yeah, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings, he said in a recent briefing. Liz Peek said, that's total bunk. Local law enforcement in New Jersey and New York have detailed eyewitness reports, accompanied by revealing videos of the unknown crafts. They are real, and they are not normal. Now, again, you know, from your perspective, Greg, that you have shared with us, you're like, something may be going on there.
Sure.
But you think the vast majority of these things are people calling in with what can be easily explained as some form of fixed wing aircraft or a helicopter, satellite, whatever the case may be, explainable. You think it's what percentage do you think are not?
80-90. They're looking for something and people don't know what they think they know.
Well, and especially the more it becomes a hot issue.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden everybody's looking up at the skies thinking they are seeing something.
And then 50 people see the same plane or the same police helicopter and then they call it in.
There's 50 planes.
So that some politician says, we got 5,000 sightings. No, you don't. You got, you may have 5,000 calls, but no. No.
Well, when you have multiple witnesses, I guess, it does add to the credibility that something is there.
Yeah, and you live by an airport. Imagine that.
Well, And our friend, Nanette from Epic Times was in here and said that particular area is one of the most traveled airspaces in the world.
Yes.
So, if you see things flying in that area, you should be disturbed when you see nothing flying in that area.
Exactly.
Then you should be disturbed.
Yeah.
And Liz Peek goes, sorry, because Martha McCallum did press Kirby later, and I talked about this earlier, that the government simply doesn't know what these objects are. Sorry, that's not credible.
No, it's not. They
also
know.
Not credible, of course, is Homeland Security Chief and pathological liar Alejandro Mayorkas. I mean, this guy... I don't know that he can say something truthful. I don't know that he's capable, really. He told Wolf Blitzer on CNN Friday night, "We know of no threat. We believe there are cases of mistaken identity where drones are actually small aircraft, that people are misidentifying them." So, if I can, to really tick you off, Greg, you sound just like Alejandro Mayorkas.
Wow.
Isn't that about the meanest thing I could think of?
Except I tell the truth, and he just is a pathological liar, like you said.
Well, so you're giving your opinion of human behavior based on your years on Earth.
Yes.
What he is, he's the head of Homeland Security. You're giving your opinion. He should have knowledge.
Not an opinion. A filtered opinion.
Oh, he is a...
Oh, yeah.
He's pathological because we already know that he's lied about the whole border thing. Anyway, Liz Peek points out one small problem. Drones were so thick in the airspace around New York Stewart Airfield last Friday that the runways were shut down. Stewart is both a commercial and military airfield. FAA or military personnel making that decision can probably tell a drone from an airplane. And the Homeland Security chief, best known for telling American people repeatedly that the border's secure, even as thousands were walking across every single day. Some of those drone sightings are, in fact, drones. But he added that the drones described by eyewitnesses as the size of small SUVs might be commercially available. Mm-hmm. One can go into a convenience store and buy a small drone, sure.
Or it's the you're talking about the ones that are car and small bus size are those ones I was telling you about that are designed to be air taxis.
And that may be something that is being tested and maybe for military application, but not yet. So DOD can say, oh, not ours. Not ours because we haven't bought them yet, but they're being tested. And again, that's just a theory. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Tom, good morning.
Yeah, this story is so whacked. I'm a FAA-licensed drone pilot. I do it for a living. I've got thousands of hours photographing real estate, commercial, residential, the whole nine yards. When Trump was campaigning for the 2000 campaign, he had a stop in Ocala. And I tried to photograph or drone a home up in Fort White. And my drone didn't take off. It's a DJI Mavic Pro. It got locked down. That's how locked down all of these drones are. So, and these idiots who are like, we've got to get laws so we can't fly over bases or airports. It's a felony to do it. I can't take my drone off. I can't photograph homes anywhere near the Gainesville Airport because it's geo-fenced out. It won't allow the drone to take off to protect that. So... these things aren't adding up. The woman you had on yesterday, she brought up a lot of stuff that I've been just like, my head's about to explode because of all the stupid stuff these politicians are saying. This is not what they're telling you.
Tom, what in your heart of hearts, what do you think's going on?
I saw something on TikTok, which is probably about garbage, and this guy was a drone manufacturer, and he said that he thinks that they're trying to sniff out something up
radiological
in,
or chemical or bio.
I saw him.
So that probably, because my little drone isn't going to do anything, and I don't want the politicians to mess with it because that's how I pay my bills. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you for the information and the insight. Really appreciate it. All right. Hey, coming up at 9:05, we are going to talk to Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Not only is he a great advocate for the Second Amendment, he was a school resource officer. And we're going to ask him some questions regarding that shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. And that is all coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
He brings the brutal truth.
Apparently, Donald Trump told the Ukrainians, fight like hell, keep as much land as you can.
Mark Levin.
So when I try to negotiate a deal, you're in a better position than you were. He's not a fool.
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Jeffrey Melda just banged the door down, had to come in. And, of course, we love to have you in. Jeffrey Meldon, otherwise known as the king, the John Dutton of the Yellowstone Law Ranch we call Meldon Law.
Wow.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. How you doing?
How you and the boy doing?
Oh, my God. I love my son. He's taking over all the things that I used to do and doing them better than I used to.
Well, I tell you, he's rocking the beard, man. And you're doing a little Western kind of spoof to get ready for a SEC game. Of course, Meldon Law, big supporter of the Gators, official injury law firm of the Florida Gators, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we're now really focusing in on women's sports. We're trying to help, like, women's basketball. They're awesome, and I'm one of the things we've really tried to do is bring attention to the amazing sports other than football.
Which gets plenty of attention, yes.
Yes.
All right, so you're doing a giveaway. You get tickets to the Texas game. Now, that's the Gators versus Texas. They're in the SEC now.
The men's team.
So, yeah, so this is going to be a big deal. Yeah, this is men's basketball, and you want to welcome them Longhorns in a not too friendly way, or at least welcome them in a friendly way, and then slam jam some points.
Yeah, right. January 18th is the big day, and it's the first time Texas has come to the O-Dome. Ever.
Really?
So, okay. And they're, you know, new to the SEC. So
should everybody wear kind of Western or cowboy attire to welcome them? Maybe the hat, and then underneath the hat have like a gator cap? I don't know.
I'm going to be wearing my cowboy hat.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a nice little package that you're giving away. Tickets to the game, $250 for gator swag from the bookstore. A Swamp Moments passes, and signed Todd Golden basketball. That's nice. Dinner for two at Texas Roadhouse, which makes sense. It's Texas. So I like that. How can people get registered to win this?
Yeah, just go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law.
If you're new to the area, especially, Jeffrey's been practicing law here for many decades, and one of the great things that he has done is he really likes to educate the public about buying Florida auto insurance. If you're new to Florida, you need to read the book, and guess what? He wrote the book on buying Florida auto insurance.
Yeah, it's our contribution to the community. It's free. All you have to do is go to our website, meldonlaw.com. You can download it quickly and easily. Or if you're old-fashioned and want a real consumer guide sent to you, we will do that for free as well. Just call the office, 352-373-8000.
373-8000. Okay, got that. And also, it's meldonlaw.com is the website, or go on Facebook and just look for Meldon Law. You'll be able to register for the goodies there. He'll have all the information on the auto insurance. And this is a great opportunity if people are maybe, hey, I'm going to go out and shop for insurance, see if I can get a better deal. Make sure you're doing apples to apples, and Jeffrey will guide you with that book.
Yeah, it's simple once you learn a few of the different kind of coverages. But in Florida, we are different. So make sure you understand you need to protect yourself and your family. We make it really easy to understand and save you money because we show how you can shop for the best value at the best price.
Yeah, I like how you say, you know, go to the local folks. They're not going to charge you anymore. And that way, you have a... you know, a real contact face-to-face.
Yeah, I like being able to walk in an office and say to the guy, what do you know, what do you recommend?
Okay? Yeah, and shake hands on it.
Shake hands.
He knows he's covered your back.
Or girl.
Otherwise,
or
you're going to see him
whatever.
Later. Otherwise, Jeffrey's going to see him later. So I heard you're going to be setting up a big practice in Big Sky, Montana.
We went out there, Bob, and it was so amazing. You know, the vastness of it overwhelms you.
It is. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's just amazing. I can't wait to go back in the summer.
Yeah, well, that's when I was there in August, and we absolutely had a blast everywhere around there. Cody, Wyoming, over the Beartooth, Red Lodge, Montana, Sturgis, everything. Just a great time, and love it, man. It is Big Sky country for sure.
Amazing.
All right, so... Jeffrey Meldon, Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, and you could be a winner. They're going to select it by January 4th. So before you forget, and the holidays and all that, go ahead and get registered to win. And go to either Facebook, Meldon Law, or go to the website, meldonlaw.com. Jeffrey, anything else?
I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Enjoy yourselves. Count your blessings.
Well said, sir. All right. There you go. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Hang in there.